Hi, this is Irene Osman again, and welcome to this third part of my series about how to help your child develop self-confidence. This time, we're going to look at the second way to help them, and this is just play with your child. Make them feel worth your time, make them feel like they are important and that they can have time with you there. This is the important step number two, and how this develops self-confidence is how just that they see that they are important. And when you use time with them and you say that they are important, they will see that they matter in the world, that somebody sees them in the world. And it's shown actually that research show that play initiated from the child makes them last longer in the game. They don't lose concentration so fast. So let them initiate the play, and this will also help them grow more self-confidence because they will see that when you want to be with them on their permissions, when they're coming up with the game, they will think, "Oh, look, Dad wants to do what I want to do," and they feel confidence in that. So this is also a thing that you should do, not just set off time to play with them, but also do the things that they want to do. But of course, we might just be like, "Oh no, not that game again. Not the Lego. Didn't I just do the Lego last night?" Or, "Oh no, that book. I cannot read that book one more time." But this is when your parents' skills comes in. Your parents' skills that says that, okay, it's important for the child and it's important for me. And if you want to make a new spin on it, that's okay. You can just try to suggest things that, okay, we do the Lego, but when it comes to when we build stuff, you can go, "Oh, look at this. This is a house, but it needs a garage. We can make a garage as well." And if you want to see the book, then you can do, "Oh, that book, yes, what's it called again?" Or just, what do you think about the book?" And make them tell about the book. So not just reading the book all over again, but making them talk a little bit about it. And then you have a new game going. But it's still on the ways of the child. It's really important though that even though you don't like maybe what you're doing right then and there, or you're getting bored, or it feels like you're going to explode because you do not have the time to do this, it's really important that the child knows that you're there. You need to be there with your all, be together with him all the time that you're there. Not think about what's happening at the TV, not what's cooking in the kitchen, not their parents, your parents is coming over, because he will know. Your child will know that you're thinking about something else, that you're not there fully. Because kids, they are there fully. They are in the moment and they live for the moment. So that's what you have to do too. Because if you don't do that, they will not feel that important. They won't feel that you are there for them and that you have the time for them. So they will actually feel less important, and this will crush their self-confidence. And just never, have you ever heard about mindfulness being? This is mindfulness being. Just be there at the now. Just feel and be there. Like today, I went to with my son and his some of his friends from his class. We did a treasure hunt. And I let them do exactly what they wanted and how they wanted to do this. And we ended up running the whole time. It's not easy for a 35-year-old to just run for about 40, 45 minutes. But it was fun. We had a lot of fun. And they got a lot out of it. And they got the treasure. And everything was just like they wanted it to be. So then that's doing it on their permissions and just being there fully. And you see that parents also need play. We need to play a little bit because we have our schedules, we have our time to do everything all the time, and we don't have time to just relax a little bit. And that's what playtime is for us. Our children will give us the gift of time, and they will give us the gift of being relaxed for a couple of minutes, just for a little while. Hang out with them and see the world through their eyes. And forget the bills for a moment. Forget the debt or the work or everything that's going wrong in your life. Just be with your children and play a little bit. That's playtime. That's a good thing. It's healthy. And actually, the more time you spend with your children, the more they would want to hang out with you when they grow older. And everybody wants their teenagers to hang out with them, right? So the more time you invest in being with them now when they're small, then they will want to hang out with you more later, and then you can invite them into your world. You can take them to work, or you can tell them about what you are doing and what your interests are, and maybe they want to play your games, like maybe go with you golfing. Wouldn't it be fun to take your kids golfing when they grow a little older? So that's the thing you're doing when you're doing playtime. It might be that you're not feeling that you're doing something productive. It might be that you're actually getting bored sometimes, but you're investing time, and it's important for your children and their self-confidence and for your health. And it's time well invested. If you think of this, it's actually the most important thing that you do. It's the most important thing you do when you invest time with them, because you're actually doing the most important work that you can do in this world, and that is raising a human being. So think about that a little bit, and I will be with you next week with another way to help your children develop self-confidence. Thanks for seeing, enjoy, and bye.